आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं
केशवं
वादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
सो वी हैव सीन द शिष्य द सीकर हैज रियलाइज्ड whatever guru has said, he heard it, reflected on it, meditated on it, and now it is his aparoksha anubhuti. After his aparoksha anubhuti, he is sharing his experience, and he is expressing his gratitude to his guru. Therefore we find Namo Namaste Guruve in 487. In 487 he said, Namo Namaste Guruve. Same thing we find in the case of Arjuna also, when he saw the Biswarup. In chapter 11 of Bhagavad Gita, he said, Namo Namaste Stu Sahasrakritva Punascha Bhuyopi Namo Namaste Namah Purastata Pratastate Namo Stute Sarvata Eva Sarva Nama Nama Nama. We also studied Isavasya Upanishad. In the last mantra, in the mantra number 18, it was said, Bhuyashtam te namah uktim videma. Videma, offer. I offer what? Namah uktim, my prayer, my salutation. What type of salutation? Bhuyashtam, best salutations. Best salutation I'm offering to you. What else can a sishya give to guru? Think. What else he can give? Where is guru? Guru is in Turiya state. Where is sishya? Turiya state. And we all know the objects of the dream number 2 are useless in dream number 1. Same way, objects of this Jagrat Avastha, which we call dream number one, they are all useless, both to Guru and Shishya. So what can he offer to Guru? Except the salutations. From the absolute standpoint, now both Guru and Shishya are on the same level. Same level. But when we come to Vyavahar, Vyavahar means when he is interacting with the world, the Shishya, although realized, has to sit at the feet of his Guru. Then he cannot say, "Oh Guru, we are all both same, get me another chair next to you." No. In Vyavahar, he has to follow the tradition, customs and all that. Earlier we have seen, Swamin namaste nat loka bandho karunya sindho patitam bhavabdho mam uddhar atmiya katacha drishtya, in verse number 35 of Vivek Chudamani. And when Vivek, when he came to Guru at that time, Swamin namaste, O Swami, I prostrate, I salute to you. Natalok bandho, you are friend of those who have surrendered. Nat, those who have surrendered, you are friend. Shishya has surrendered. Karunya sindho patitam bhavabdho. Karunya sindho, you are ocean of mercy. Ocean of mercy. And what is my state? Patitam bhavabdho. I am in the ocean. I am drowned in the ocean of change, in the sansar, suffering. Mam uddhar, please rescue me. Mam uddhar. Atmi katach drishtahau, just by your karuna drishti. Only that much I expect. Would you just have a karuna on me? That's all. In the verse number 487, earlier it was said, Karuna Sindhu, now it is said Daya Sindhu. That's the same thing. Ocean. And to that Guru, in 487, the Shishya address, Bhumne, O Guru, you are infinite. Vimukta Sangha, you are unattached. Saduttamaya, and different words he addresses his Guru. Continuing the Namaskar, now he says in verse number 488,
Yat kataksha sasi sandra chandrika. Pata dhuta bhavatapajasramah. Pranaham akhanda vaibhavanandam. Atma padam akshayam kshanat. Yat kataksha shashi sandra chandrika. Pata dhuta bhavatapajasramah. Praptavanaham akhanda vaibhavanandam atma padam akshayam kshanat.
So, salutation is continuing from 487 and in 488 also. Yat katacha sasi sandra chandrika pat, yat, whose, gurus. Katacha, glance. And how this glance? Sasi Sandra Chandrika Pat. Sasi means moon. Sandra Chandrika Pat means is the continuous flow of glance. Or like the rays of the moon are continuously coming. There is no break. Continuously coming. So Katach means seeing from the corner of eye. He says, "Oh Guru, you don't have to move even your head this way there. I am sitting on that corner. You just move your eyeball and see me, that's all. You don't have to take the pain of moving your head also." Sandra Chandrika Path. And how is this glance? Sasi Sandra Chandrika Path, like a beam of the moon of light. Right. And Gurudev says, cascade of moonbeam. So Guru's face is compared with the moon. And his glance is the rays of moonlight. This way is the comparison being made. And we find same thing in the, if you see a photo of any Guru, you will find the Karuna Drishti there. सीधा फोटो जाओ तपोवन महाराज गुरुदेव, करुणा दृष्टि कंटिन्यूअसली इज देयर. सेम वे द गुरुज कृपा इज फॉलोइंग ऑन द शिष्य एज द मून रेज कूल्स द अर्थ. सेम वे द करुणा दृष्टि ऑफ गुरु रिमूव्स ऑल द सॉरोज ऑफ द वर्ल्ड. व्हाट दिस ग्लैंस डज टू द शिष्य. धूत भव तापज श्रम. श्रम मीन्स द फैटिग सफरिंग. सफरिंग धूत. धूत मीन्स क्लींस ऑल क्लियर. व्हाट इज ऑल क्लियर? द फैटिग. वेयर फ्रॉम इज गेटिंग द फैटिग? ज भव तापज. ज मीन्स बॉर्न. बॉर्न बॉर्न व्हाट? ताप. ताप मीन्स द सफरिंग. वी नो द थ्री ताप, आदि दैविक आदि भौतिक एंड आध्यात्मिक ताप. वेयर फ्रॉम दे आर कमिंग? भव फ्रॉम संसार. सो बाय हिज ग्लैंस ऑल द सोरोज ऑल द श्रम ऑल द फैटिग ऑल द स्ट्रेस बॉर्न आउट ऑफ फ्रॉम द संसार इज ऑल क्लियर ऑल रिमूव्ड. So I was going through this suffering and I am tired, but your glance fall on me and my body and mind, it became re-energized. The moment the suffering is over, all the suffering which were in the mind and intellect, now it is re-energized. So when earlier Sis approached Guru, he said, verse number 36, we are comparing with the verse number 36. Durbar sansara durbhagya taptam, being roasted in the blazing fire of the world forest. When Sishya came, he was suffering. Suffering from the world. We also get this tap. Every day we get tap. One after another, sufferings are coming. And then, bhitam dodhuyamanam durudrishta bhatei, and dodhuyamanam, being tossed because of the suffering. And how is that? Durdrishta bhatai, by the storm of misfortune. Misfortune is coming every day somehow. This thing is coming, that thing is coming. Continuously, when Sishya came, he said all these words to his guru. What is his state? Bhitam, I am terrified. Prapannam, I seek refuge, I surrender. Paripahi mrityo, save me. Paripahi, save me, O guru. From where? Mrityu. Save me from death. Saranyam anyat yad aham na jane. I don't know any other saran, any other shelter. Why? There is no other saran. Because bhavatap can be removed only by atmagyan. And who has got this atmagyan? Only Guru has got the atmagyan. So he cannot go to any other place. Cannot go to any other place. He has to come to Guru. Then after reaching Guru, he got the knowledge. This we are talking about in the verse number 36. Now we are in 488. After covering all those verses, he followed all the Sravan, Manan and Nididhyasan. Praptavan aham akhanda bhaivam. Praptavan, I attained. I attained what? Akhanda bhaivam, infinite splendor or glory. Who got it? Aham, I got it, Sishya is declaring. I followed whatever steps you said and I have got it now. Praptavan, I got unbroken glory. Guru took him his shelter. He took care of him. He gave him the knowledge. He now experienced it. Then what type of that knowledge is that? What is he getting? Anandam, atpadam, akshayam, sanat. Anandam, bliss. This anand is not based on object. We have experienced anand of the object only. And we think the objects of the world give us the anand. But he is saying no. This anand is different. Atmapadam, it is coming from the self, the state of self it is coming. Akshayam, it is indestructible. Once you get it, after that it is akshayam. No destruction. Chanat, how you got it? Chanat, very important, one moment. Many times we have said knowledge will take one moment. Shankaracharya says chanat. One moment it will happen. So I got bliss, indestructible. This happiness is not from any object. Where from it is coming? It is coming from me. It is coming from you. You have to understand, it is already with me. It is coming from me. It is not based on anything. Not based on any object of the world or a being or a situation. It is me. Atmapadam. This Atmapadam is not a stage or place which is to be attained. It is already with me. That is Atmapadam. And that bliss is coming from there. And same thing that pad is says, Sarve Veda Yat Padam Amananti. The goal which all Veda proclaim. In Kathopanishad it comes. That is the goal. Atmapadam. So that pad is, how is that Akshay? It is not temporary. Other pad are all temporary. Temporary. If you are working in any company, you know your post is temporary. Even you become president or prime minister, temporary. Everything is temporary. But this is permanent. Akshay. How I got it? Chanat. I got in a moment because Atmapad is not different from me. Therefore, it can be realized in a moment. Since it is not different from me, it can be attained in one moment. Close your eyes, you will get it. Even without closing all eyes also, you can experience it. You can abide in it. Raman Maharshi says, Tasya Smriti Tadeva Nishta. What is abidance in that tattva? Tasya Smriti is a continuous thinking of that Atma Tattva. Is abidance in that. Abidance in that. So one is knowing, another is abiding. That Atma Tattva, first we have to know by Sravan Manan Nididhyasana, make it a Aparoksha Anubhuti, then abide in it. Abidance means continuous remembrance. Of that is abidance. So I got that Atma Tattva because I came in contact of the Guru. So these two verses, 487 and 488, Shishya is expressing his gratitude to his Guru. Gurudev says, as the moon cools the earth which has been baked by the sun, during the day, the sorrows arising in one's bosom because the worldly tensions are lifted by the compassionate glance of the teacher. The personality which has been feeling the tension of the sansaric sorrows is cooled and comforted, and the disciple rises to the state of selfhood. We all know where we experience all these sorrows of the world, mind and intellect. Now, she says, transcended mind and intellect. Therefore, no sorrow of the world. He is enjoying that bliss. And the disciple rises to the state of selfhood, the glory of which is unbroken bliss, blessed by the grace of the Guru. The sansaric exhaustions gathered during one's lifetime are all lifted from the personality in a twinkle of the eye by the Guru's grace. Chanat. One moment. The example of the moonlight cooling the earth is taken because the moon does not actually come in contact with the earth to remove its heat. In the presence of the moon, the earth by itself gives up the heat gathered during the day. Similarly, the student in the presence of the teacher, guided by his knowledge, himself reaches the cool comfort of the blissful state of the self and leaves all the tensions and stresses of the life created by the ego and the endless avarices of the flesh. All this happens in the flash of moment by just one look. It all happens by one look. Next.
Dhanyoham kritakrityoham.
Dhanyoham kritakrityoham.
Vimuktoham bhavagrahat.
Vimuktoham bhavagrahat.
Nityananda swarupoham.
नित्यानंद स्वरूपोहम्
पूर्णोहम् त्वदनुग्रहात्
पूर्णोहम् त्वदनुग्रहात्
धन्योहम् कृतकृत्योहम् विमुक्तोहम् भवग्रहात् नित्यानंद स्वरूपोहम् पूर्णोहम् त्वदनुग्रहात्
धन्य अहम कृतकृत्य अहम धन्य अहम आई एम ब्लेस्ड कृतकृत्य अहम आई हैव रीच्ड द फुलफिलमेंट ऑफ लाइफ आई गॉट इट आई हैव एक्सपीरियंस इट आई हैव गॉट द परोक्ष अनुभूति सो शिष्य इज सेइंग दिस आफ्टर रियलाइजेशन बट गुरु सेड हिम इन वर्स नंबर 50 दैट यू आर धन्य लॉन्ग बैक इन वर्स नंबर 50 He said that when he came and asked the question, you remember the question in verse number 49? Koham?
Konamavanda.
That seventh question. When he raised this question, Guru first said, Dhanya asi kritya kritya asi pavitam te kulam toya. You are blessed, you are fulfilled, sanctified by your family, you have sanctified your family. Only few rare ones can get this. क्वेश्चन एक क्वेश्चन ही नहीं आता है मन में टू फाइंड आउट व्हाट इज दिस आत्मन सिंस दैट क्वेश्चन हैज कम टू यू यू आर धन्य बिफोर रियलाइजेशन गुरु सिंह यू आर धन्य विमुक्त अहम भवग्रहात विमुक्त आई एम फ्री नाउ विशेष रूपे न मुक्त अहम भवग्रहात फ्रॉम द जॉज ऑफ द ट्रांसमाइग्रेशन नो मोर ट्रांसमाइग्रेशन नो मोर मृत्यु So I am free, enjoying freedom. Graham in the crocodile shark. I am free from the jaws of the shark. So what is this jaws of shark? Mrityu. I will not die now. Body will die. I will not die. I am different from body. And for him, Kathopaniya says, Mrityu upasechanam. Gurudev says, it is a pickle for him. Mrityu is a pickle. Like when we eat food, What we do, Gurudev used to sow like this. You take a little bit. It's a pickle. Now he considered Mrityu as a pickle. Kuch nahi hai. Mrityu is a pickle. Upasechanam. Nityananda sarupaham. I am the embodiment of the eternal bliss. I am no more dukkaroop. Being roasted in the blazing fire of the world forest, sansar dava agni taptam. Earlier when he came, he was saying that I am burning. From all sides, sorrows are coming. Now he is saying, no more all this burning and all that. Puna aham, I am full infinite. How he has become? Tvad anugrahat, by your grace. By your grace, I have become that puna. So no more incompleteness. I am complete, puna now. I am freed from mrityu. This is what he is saying. And Gurudev says, Sansar is compared to a shark because the shark will not eat you up limb by limb. It will swallow you whole, suit and boot. Now think with a suit and boot, you are inside the stomach of the shark. And you are moving around. You know, you are seeing all the different departments inside of the shark. The digestion takes place without your knowledge. Even when you are living inside in the chambers of the belly, you can walk about, you can go to office, you can eat, sleep and breathe, and the digestive secretion will slowly work upon you and reduce you to deplorable state. Are we not living this living death in the belly of samsara? We are all in the belly of the samsara, suffering with suit and boot. So having realized the selfhood, I am liberated from this death and hence am indeed blessed. As the self, I am of the nature of eternal bliss. I am full. There is no sense of deficiency and consequently, there is no desire to supply it. All this is gained by the grace of teacher to thee, my namaskar.
असंगोहम अनंगोहम
असंगोहम अनंगोहम
अलिंगोहम अभंगुरः
अलिंगो हम अभंगुरः
प्रशांतो हम अनंतो हम
प्रशांतो हम अनंतो हम
अमलो हम चिरंतनः
अमलो हम चिरंतनः
असंगो हम अनंगो हम अलिंगो हम अभंगुरः प्रशांतो हम अनंतो हम अमलो हम चिरंतनः
These all his Shishya's expressions are from that level, from the Turiya state. After realization, he is saying, Asanga aham, I am unattached, detached, I am substratum, not adhyas. I am substratum, I am Brahman, I am Atman, I am not the adhyas, I am not the BMI, I am not the OET. From that standpoint, he is saying, I am Asanga, I am not attached to BMI, PFT, OET, Asanga aham. Ananga aham, no anga, no limbs. No limbs. We all know Brahman has got no parts. Brahman has got no cross body, no subtle body, no quarter body. From that state, he is saying that I have got no parts. I am bodiless, and one name of the Kamadevi is Ananga. It's not that he has become Kamadev. Ananga means he has become Brahman without any part. Alinga aham, I am not subtle body, linga sarir. So gross body is not there, subtle body is not there. That means devoid of mind and intellect. That state is devoid of mind and intellect. Abhanguraham, I am not decaying. Everything in the world is decaying. All anatma. I am using only one word, anatma. That includes everything of the world. Whole anatma is decaying. Now I have come to Atman or Brahman, which is not decaying. Abhanguram, prashantaham, prakrishta santa, no more agitation and disturbance. Where are these agitation and disturbance? They are all in the mind and intellect, and I have transcended mind and intellect. Therefore, no agitation. I am peaceful, santa. Anantaham, I am limitless, infinite. How you become infinite? No more ego. It is the ego which makes us limited. It is the PFT. Now the PFT is gone. He has become limitless. Amalaham, nirmal. I am no more contaminated. Contaminated with the sins. Contaminated with the vasanas. No more vasanas are there. Amalaham, chirantan. I am eternal. Gurudev says, the teacher has been advising and guiding the student up to the verse number 478. We already have seen. Up to 4th, Vivek Chiramani is over, khatam. Now the Shishya is telling his own experience, validating whatever the Guru has said earlier. He told about the what is Brahman, all his characteristics was explained one by one. Now he is saying the same thing, what was said earlier, that I am that. From verse 482 onward, it is the student who is talking. Having realized this selfhood, the student talks about his experience of infinite. From 480 to 489, he was talking as PFT. Now the entire vision has changed. Having reached the Paramatman, the individual who has become the self cries out in ecstasy of his identification with the Brahman. Dekho, the kaam thoda se hi hai. There are two things, Atma and Anatma. When we are identified with the Anatma, we are all suffering. What you have to do? Only two things are. You have to decide and identify. Okay, mukti. If you are identified to Anatma, it is bandhan. Detached from Anatma and attached to Atma is mukti. That's all. And he is identified with the Brahman. These verses help the sadhak in their contemplation. Unattached am I am, asangoham. It is only the BMI that get attached to the world of OET and in their self-identification, they conjure up the miserable PFT attitude themselves. Attachment is the function of mind and intellect. All attachment. In Amrit Pandi Upanishad also same thing said. Mane vimanushyanam bandha moksha karanam. What is this mind? Mind is the cause of bandhan moksha. It is there only, that's all. Attachment is the function of mind and intellect, and the state of selfhood being beyond the mind and intellect, there cannot be any sense of attachment. Once you go beyond mind and intellect, kaan attachment hai? No more attachment. In the one infinite mass of consciousness, who can get the attachment to what? Kisse attach karoge? There are only one Brahman. There are not two Brahman. That Brahman A is attaching to Brahman B. No! Only one Brahman. Kisse attach karoge? Whom will you get attached? Disembodied I am, anangoham, in the homogeneous mass of consciousness, which is the nature of the self, there can never be any separate part with a different structure and function. As the self is a realm of transcending the physical, mental, and intellectual bodies, there are no limbs in the self. We have seen many times, in Isavasu Upanishad also we saw, that Brahman has got no gross body, subtle body, and causal body, no parts, no anga.
Akartaham abhoktaham. Avikaroham akriyah. Shuddha bodha swarupoham. Kevaloham sadashivah. Akartaham abhoktaham avikaroham akriyah. Shuddha bodha swarupoham kevaloham sadashivah.
Akartaham. During the state of ajnan, we were all kartaham. Now he is saying, akartaham, I am not doer. There is no doership in Atma. There is no doership in Brahman. Atma is not associated with gross body or subtle body. Atma is not associated. So therefore, there is no doership. So akarta bhav is strengthened by karma yoga, bhakti yoga. Akarta bhav is strengthened by karma yoga, bhakti yoga, and jnana yoga. In das bhav, it loses. When we are doing karma yoga, we are doing karma, but we are doing for the happiness of the Lord. The karta bhav loses there. And in the jnana mark, we come to the conclusion that I am a karta by vichar. By discrimination we come to know that I am not karta. Who is karta? If atma is not karta, the other thing in the world is anatma. Guna gunesu vartante. It is the guna of prakriti interacting with the guna. My indriya, they are made of panchamahabhut. And these panchamahabhut have got sattvic, rajasic, tamasic aspect. They are two types, subtle and gross. So my body is made of subtle and gross, five great elements. And the whole objects of the world are also made of panchamahabhut. So who is interacting with whom? Pancha Mahabhut is interacting with Pancha Mahabhut. So for this Pancha Mahabhut, Bhagavan Krishna says one word, guna. Guna gunesu vartante. It is the prakriti which is interacting with prakriti. That's all. Atma is not acting. Guna gunesu vartante. Abhoktaham, I am not the experience. If I am not karta, I am abhokta. If I consider myself as karta, then I have to experience also, bhokta also. Abhikaraham, I am without modification. All modifications are happening in atma. All of you are attentive? Yes. There is no modification in atma. All modification happens only in anatma. Abhikaraham, akriya, I am without any activity. Akriya, this is nikamma atma. Have you heard this word many times? Nikamma atma? This is akriya. Atma does nothing. Akriya. Suddha bodha sarupaham, I am the embodiment of pure knowledge, consciousness. Kevalaham, I am absolute. And sadasiva, I am internal, auspicious, never wicked or evil-minded. So those who have not studied Vedanta, if somebody says all these words, he will say, he's a crazy pagal hai toh. He's saying, akarta, abhokta, what is all this nonsense he's talking? Pagal ho gaya, isko le jao kahin. Gurudev says, the Atman functioning through the mind is the doer and expressing through the intellect is the enjoyer. Since the mind and intellect have been transcended, what remains is the self. Enjoyment of one's own self, Swarup Ananda, then becomes possible, and the enjoyment of object, Visaya Ananda, Dvaita Ananda, Bhog Ananda, is not possible. Not possible. In that state, the Brahman has got no mind and intellect, no parts. How can you experience anatma? You cannot experience. So activities take place in me, but I have no activity. In the presence of consciousness, all organs of perception, action, and antakaran, they function. In the presence, but consciousness is not doing any activity. It's in presence everything is happening. I am pure knowledge. The objectless awareness. Objectless awareness. In the mind, there are two things. Number one is the suddham, objectless awareness, which illumines. Illumines what? Your aham vritti and idam vritti. So if the both vrittis are not there, illuminator will be there. So that is called objectless. There is no aham vritti, no idam vritti. Objectless consciousness. It is there. Whether the vritti is there, thoughts are there or not there, doesn't matter. It's objectless awareness. I am that in whose presence all knowledge is possible. I am knowledge of a thing minus the thing. The buddhi will get all types of knowledge, physics, chemistry, and math in the presence of consciousness. Otherwise, buddhi cannot function. So, that consciousness is the knowledge of a thing minus the thing, absolute and ever auspicious, immaculate and without imperfection, am I. I am that.
Drashtu shrotur vaktu kartuhu.
Drashtu shrotur vaktu kartuhu.
Bhoktur vibhinna evaham.
Bhoktur vibhinna evaham.
Nitya nirantara niskriya nissima.
Nitya nirantara niskriya nissima.
Asanga purna bodhatma.
Asanga purna bodhatma.
Drashtur shrotur vaktuh kartuh. Bhoktur vibhinna evaham. Nitya nirantara niskriya nissima. Asanga purna bodhatma.
Take the second part of the first line. Vibhinna eva aham. Vibhinna, bhinna, different. Vibhinna, vishesh rupena bhinna. I am different. Different from what? Eva aham. I am different and distinct from. From what? Then come to the first pad of the first line. Drashtuhu, Srotuhu, Vaktuhu, Kartuhu, Bhoktuhu. So, Drashtu, seer. Srotu, hearer. Vaktu, speaker. Kartu, doer. And Bhoktu, experiencer. So, with Upadhi, I appear to be seer, hearer, etc., but really I am not seer. I am not seer. Since I am different from all of them, Karta, Bhokta, where are all these Karta, Bhokta, here are the Shashvat, Anatma. These are all in Upadhi. And he is different from Upadhi. Vibhinna, vishesh rupena bhinna. So PFT ego is negated in the first line of this verse. PFT, perceiver, feeler, thinker, ego is not there. Karta, bhokta, drashta, srota, manta is not there. And in the second line, the nature of Atman is said. No? First line, it is said about the ego. In the second line, nitya nirantar niskriha nissima sangapurna bodhatma nitya. I am eternal. This is all the nature of Atman. Nitya eternal. Nirantar, unbroken. Niskriya, beyond activity. Nissima, boundless. Asanga, unattached. Purna, complete. Bodhatma, a sense of knowledge. Bodhatma. So I am eternal, unbroken, beyond activity, boundless, unattached, complete and infinite, the sense of knowledge. Now he is talking from that level. He has reached there and whatever he is seeing, these are all the attributes of Atman. All the attributes of Atman he is seeing. That is now his own experience. Trying to express in the words that which is beyond the reach of words, he feels as it were choked, hence the choking meter. The incapacity to express the inexpressible is indicated in this stammering verse. Seer, hearer, speaker, doer, and enjoyer all put together form the individuality. When the individuality is transcended, one reaches the state of selfhood. There is the negation of PFT in the first line and the assertion of Om in the latter half of the verse. Upon this we should contemplate. Next.
Nahamidam nahamadopyubhayoho. Nahamidam nahamadopyubhayoho. Avabhasakam param shuddham. Avabhasakam param shuddham. Vayabhyantara-sunyam-purnam, brahma-dvitiyam-evaham, naham-idam-naham-adopyubhayoho, avabhasakam-param-shuddham, vayabhyantara-sunyam-purnam, brahma-dvitiyam-evaham.
Na aham idam. I am not this. I am not this means anything which is seen pratyaksha. Pratyaksha. And na aham ada, which is not seen directly. Now sitting here, I can't see the parking lot. So that parking lot has become that parking lot. Or so he says, I am not this what is seen. Pratyaksha. And that means paroksha, which is not in front of my eyes. So neither I am this, nor I am that. Api ubhayo avabhasakam param suddham. But who am I then? I am the illuminator of the both. Illuminator of this and illuminator of that. So idam means pratyaksha, adaha means paroksha, which can't see. Like sitting here, I can't see Taj Mahal here. It is paroksha. And who am I? I am the illuminator, the supreme bliss, param suddham, pure supreme. So neither I am pratyaksha nor paroksha. I am aparoksha. I am not an object. This and that refer to object. This and that, idam and adha refers to object. I am not object. I am the illuminator of this thought or world and also of that world and object which are far. I am supreme illuminator of the both, since I am different from idam and adha. Isliye, therefore, I am param suddham, supreme pure, bahi abhyantara sunyam, free from the consideration of exterior and interior. In me there is no limit. There is no upadhi. When upadhi is there, then you can say inside, outside. If there is no upadhi, where is it? Inside, inside. Inside or outside. So bahya abhyantar. Bahya means outside. Abhyantar, inside. Sunyam. So in that tattva, there is no inside or outside. Inside, outside are applicable to objects only. Objects only. Like suppose there is a cup here. You just try to visualize. And the cup has got a handle here. So if I am seeing the cup, I will say the handle is on the my right side. But if you are seeing, you will say it's on your left side. But one person said that the handle is outside. So outside or inside are in the objects. Since the Atman or Brahman is not an object, so there is no inside and outside in that tattva. It means it is free from any type of upadhi. Any type of upadhi is not there. So Gurudev says, the student while experiencing the pure consciousness feels, I am neither this which I consider myself to through avidya, nor I am that which the teacher made me understand through vidya. I am illuminator of both these, avidya and vidya, which are but aspects of my intellect. I am the supreme self. Vidya, avidya. When I came to teacher, I was ignorant of avidya. Teacher gave me the knowledge, vidya. See, all happened in the intellect level. Intellect was illumined by that illuminator. So this, that illuminator is beyond vidya and avidya. This means the body, with reference to the body, we generally say inside or outside. Inside the body are the matter subjective, and outside the matter, the body are matters objective. If the body itself is not, then what is inside and what is outside? Inside and outside of what? In deeply, when the body is not available, there is no inside and outside. In that condition, is the darkness inside or outside of the body? It is Purnam, all full. I am the non-dual Brahman, other than which there is nothing at all. There is nothing at all. From that state, there is nothing at all.
Nirupamamanaditattvam. Nirupamamanaditattvam. Twamahamidamata iti kalpana duram. Twamahamidamadaviti kalpana duram. Nityanandaikarasam satyam.
Nityanandaikarasam satyam.
Brahmadvitiyamevaham.
Brahmadvitiyamevaham.
Nirupamamanaditattvam. Twamahamidamadaiti kalpanaduram. Nityanandaikarasam satyam. Brahmadvitiyamevaham.
Nirupam. Nirupam? Uski koi upma nahi hai. Unparalleled. Unparalleled. If you ask, can you give me some reference about the Brahman? Can you give me one example? No. Nirupamam. It's one and only one. There is no upama, no simile for that. No match. I can't say it is like this. Sometimes we say, take the reference of Akash, all pervading. Because I can't give you any other example. Therefore, I say maximum all-pervading is the Akash. But he is even beyond that. Anadi Tattvam, that reality has no beginning. It is godless, birthless. Don't ask me who is the father of Brahman. What is the cause of Brahman? Causeless, anadi, beginningless. Sa kashta sa paragatim. Katopnir say, that is limit. Once you have reached there, done. You have become kritya-kritya, fulfilled. You don't have to go beyond that. There is nothing beyond that. Tvam aham idam adha iti kalpana duram. Tvam, you, aham, I, idam, this, adha, that, iti, such as, kalpana duram, free from imagination. In that reality, one cannot imagine you, I, this and that. Because there is no bhed. Only one Brahman is there. How can there be you, I, this and that? There cannot be all these things there. But when somebody is associated with the upadhi, then these will come. Your book, my room, this flower, that place, from the standpoint of Atman, these are not there. So what is that? Nityananda ekarasam, eternal, essence, absolute bliss. Ekananda rasam nitya. Satyam, truth, it is not an imagination. It is not anywhere. Shishya is not hypnotized. Don't think that he is hypnotized by the guru and now he is speaking all these words. We all are hypnotized by this anatma. Brahma adhutiyam evaham. I am non-dual Brahman. I am non-dual Brahman. Really speaking, we all are Brahman only. We all are Brahman. Now he has experienced aparoksha anubhuti. And now the next line when he says, you all will be astonished.
Narayanoham narakantakoham.
Narayanoham narakantakoham.
Purantakoham purushohamishah.
Purantakoham
purushohamishah. Akhandabodoham ashesha sakshi.
Akhandabodoham ashesha sakshi.
Nirishwaroham niraham cha nirmamah.
Nirishwaroham niraham cha nirmamah.
Narayanoham narakantakoham. Purantakoham purushohamishah. Akhandabodoham ashesha sakshi. Ashesha sakshi. Nirishwaroham niraham cha nirmamah.
Now Shishya is saying, Narayana aham. I am Narayana. Then Narkantaka aham. I am the slayer of Narkasur. I am Krishna. Purantaka aham. Destroyer of Tripura Asur. I am Shiva. How at a one time the Shishya has become Narayan, Krishna and Shiva? Is it possible? Has he become Chaturbhuj Narayan? No. Has he become Lord Shiva? No. Has he become Krishna? No. How is he saying? Because the essence is same in everyone. the essence in Narayan, the essence in Krishna, essence in Shiva, and the essence in the Shishya, essence in the Guru, and essence in all of you is one and same. From that standpoint, tattvamasi, take the indicative meaning. Tattvamasi, without upadhi, without upadhi of Ishwar or without the upadhi of the Jiva, we are all one and same. Without upadhi, without conditioning of gross body, subtle body and causal body, we all are that essence, that spark of life, that Brahman. Now he is boldly saying, I am Narayana, I am Narkantaka, I am the slayer of Narkasur, Purantaka aham, I am the destroyer of the three Pura. Gurudev said about that, in mythology, Lord Shiva is Purantaka, the destroyer of the demon Tripurasura. The deeper implication of the term is this: Puri means a town in which people live. Individual live in the three states of waking, dream, and deep sleep. These are three Pura, three cities. Sometimes we stay in the waking state, sometimes in dream state, sometimes in the deep sleep state. When these three worlds are transcended, for aparoksha anubhuti, we have to go beyond these three states, panchakos and avastatraya sakshi. We have to go beyond three states and three bodies or panchakos. One enters the state of the selfhood, also called the turiya state. It is the fourth plane of consciousness, and hence he is the destroyer of the three puris. Three puris, all destroyed. Dream number two, dream number one, all gone. Only that Turiya state is there. At every moment in our lives, we live in one Puri destroying the other two. When you are in Jagrat Avastha, there is no Swapna, there is no deep sleep. When you are dreaming at that time, Jagrat Avastha is not there, or the deep sleep is not there. When we are in deep sleep, there is no Jagrat Avastha and there is no Swapna Avastha. We are not able to, and when you are in the Turiya state, all three states are not there. When we are in the Turiya state, all three states are not there. We are not able to destroy all the three at the same time. Lord Shiva, the embodiment of auspicious absolute, is the one who has accomplished that feat. He is the supreme meditator. He am I. Shiva am I. Shivoham. I am Purusha, the Atman, one who dwells in this equipment. So Purusaham is, I am the supreme being, Lord. I am Purusa, which is Purn, lives in this Purus. So from the standpoint of consciousness, it is the same consciousness in Narayan, in Shiva and Krishna. Or any Devi Devta. Be it Durga, Kali, Ganesh ji, Lakshmi ji, any Devi Devta. Only the outer upadhi are different. The consciousness is one and same. Akhanda bodaham, I am unbroken knowledge which is always there. Ases sakshi, I am witness of everything. No exception, nothing is left out. Ases, nothing is left out. I see, I witness everything. Nirishwara, without another Lord. There is no Lord above me. I am not ruled by any other ruler. Nirishwara, mera koi ishwar nahi hai. Nirishwara, niraham, free from minus. And nirmama, free of minus. There is no ego. There is no possessiveness in that tattva. So I don't have ego. I have no mama. So in last 8-9 verses, all the names of the Brahman are given. Now he's saying, I am that. All the names of Brahman. Shishya is sharing his experience. He will see more. He will say some more things. We'll see in our next class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya
पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ओम शांति 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 ही। हरि ओम। श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम।